Thank you and welcome everyone to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you out of Valentine, Nebraska. Glad to be your hosts on your local radio station for the next few minutes anyway. And on behalf of Ron Jeffries and the crew at the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo activities up in Rapid City, they're getting underway today. Lots of different things going on. Best thing I can do is tell you to go to blackhillsstockshow.com and check out rodeo dates, bullfighters only, which is coming up February 1st. That'll be this weekend. And the Ian Muncie concert next weekend, February 7th. And again, check it all out, blackhillsstockshow.com.
That starts today. Tri-State Livestock News. You know, it is what ranchers read, and there's a reason. They've got local, national, and international livestock news. It's timely and it's valid. Livestock auction reports, award-winning columnists that you're going to want to be connected with, classified ads, special interest sections, and there's so much more. I encourage you today to go to tsln.com, check out Tri-State Livestock News.
You know, I'm not sure where this came from because I don't have an author, but somebody had sent this to us and it's called What You Scatter. So something to pay attention to today on The Good Stuff. I was at the corner grocery store buying some early potatoes. I noticed a small boy, delicate of bone and feature, ragged but clean, hungrily appraising a basket of freshly picked green peas. I paid for my potatoes, but was also drawn to the display of fresh green peas. I'm a pushover for creamed peas and new potatoes. Pondering the peas, I couldn't help overhearing the conversation between Mr. Miller, the store owner, and the ragged boy next to me. "Hello, Barry. How are you today?" "Hello, Mr. Miller. Fine, thank you. Just admiring them peas. They sure look good." "They are good, Barry. How's your ma?" "Fine. Getting stronger all the time." "Good. Can I help you with something?" "No, sir. Just admiring them peas." "Would you like to take some home?" asked Mr. Miller. "No, sir. Got nothing to pay him for them." "Well, what do you have to trade me for some of those peas?" "All I got's my prize marble here." "Is that right? Let me see it," said Mr. Miller. "Here it is. She's a dandy. I can see that." "Only thing is, this one is blue, and I sort of go for it red. Do you have a red one like this at home?" the store owner asked. "Not exactly, but almost. Tell you what, take this sack of peas home with you, and the next trip this way, let me look at that red marble." "Sure will. Thanks, Mr. Miller." Mrs. Miller, who had been standing nearby, came over to help me. With a smile, she said, "There are two other boys like him in our community. All three are in very poor circumstances. Jim just loves to bargain with them for peas, apples, tomatoes, or whatever. When they come back with their red marbles, and they always do, he decides that he doesn't like red after all, and he sends him home with a bag of produce for a green marble or an orange one when they come on their next trip to the store." I left the store smiling, impressed with this man. A short time later, I moved to Colorado, but I never forgot the story of this man, the boys, and their bartering for marbles. Several years went by, each more rapid than the previous. Just recently, I had occasion to visit some old friends in that Idaho community, and while I was there, learned that Mr. Miller had passed. They were having his visitation that evening, and knowing my friends wanted to go, I agreed to accompany them. Upon arrival at the mortuary, we fell into line to meet the relatives of the deceased and to offer whatever words of comfort we could. Ahead of us in line were three young men. One was in an army uniform. The other two wore nice haircuts, dark suits, white shirts, all very professional looking. They approached Mrs. Miller, standing composed and smiling by her husband's casket. Each of the young men hugged her, kissed her on the cheek, spoke briefly with her, and moved on to the casket. Her misty light blue eyes followed them. Our turn came to meet Mrs. Miller. I told her who I was and reminded her of the story from those many years ago and what she had told me about her husband's bartering with the marbles. With her eyes glistening, she took my hand and led me to the casket. Those three young men who just left were the boys I told you about. She told me how they appreciated the things that Jim traded them. "We've never had a great deal of wealth in this world," she confided, "but right now Jim would consider himself the richest man in Idaho." With loving gentleness, she lifted the lifeless fingers of her deceased husband. Resting underneath were three exquisitely shined marbles. The moral of the story, we will not be remembered by our words, but our kind deeds. Life is not measured by the breaths we take, but by the moments that take our breath. Today, I wish you a day of ordinary miracles, a fresh pot of coffee that you didn't make yourself, an unexpected phone call from an old friend, green traffic lights when you drive, the fastest line at the grocery store, your keys found right where you left them. It's not what you gather, but it's what you scatter that tells what kind of life you've had. And that's The Good Stuff.